What is and isn't allowed in New York when it comes to gambling can be confusing. Casinos on Indian territories are okay, but not elsewhere, although the governor is now moving to legalize casino gambling in the state. Video slot machines, when placed next to horse racing tracks, are already allowed. Betting on horses online is okay, but playing poker online is not. So why the exception for horse racing? State Assemblyman Gary Pretlow, who chairs the Racing and Wagering Committee, says since horse racing is a sport, it's a little different.
Horse racing is actually a publicly attended event that no one is really controlling, whereas the online gaming, you know, poker and all of that, there are too many opportunities for people to cheat.
But if horse racing is a sport, then why not allow betting on all sports? Todd Engel is an attorney specializing in horse racing.
Wagering on sports and wagering on athletes has never been part of the framework in New York State.
Horse racing, Engel says, wedges itself in between the controlled environment of table games and betting on professional athletes. But perhaps the biggest factor is money. According to the New York Racing Authority, racing is a nearly $2 billion industry in the state. Video slot machines, off-track betting or OTB, dial-a-bet, and now also online betting all make up a sizable portion of that.
Accurate out, dollar double, 5/3/7.
Wow, see? I changed it up, brother. Nice.
Because of you, man.
Dave McManus has just about seen it all when it comes to betting on horses in New York. He started working at the OTB parlor in Phoenix, New York in 1979, just a few years after OTBs became legal. He remembers the days when tracks would be packed with parents bringing their children along. But most days, his customer base is down to just a few dozen or so older folks.
So young people from then to now don't see horse racing anymore.
Assemblyman Pretlow says there are still plenty of horse racing fans out there, and the money is still flowing. But fans prefer the convenience of placing bets from home.
Horse racing is a spectator sport, and people no longer, you know, have the desire to go to the racetrack to bet, but we have many different venues for them to view racing and to bet.
By allowing and regulating online betting, Pretlow says New York is able to capture more revenue. Engel, the attorney, says state governments aren't able to take a cut of other types of online gaming since those are regulated federally. The owner of the Phoenix OTB parlor, Western OTB, will launch its own online betting service this spring, says branch manager E.J. Merriman.
No doubt there is an opportunity that could slightly hurt, you know, the branches themselves, but we do realize it is the way of the future.
To compete, Merriman adds they have to offer online wagering.
It's a slightly struggling industry. You know, it's something that has to compete with the other flash of other sports and other gambling entities as casinos and so forth that have the noise, the bling, 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 and the lights and the glare.
While winnings for both horses and gamblers are up over the past few decades, actual attendance at the tracks is down. Even though online betting is far removed from the actual spectacle of going to tracks like Belmont Park, Western OTB's Merriman hopes getting young folks into the sport through the internet will translate into more visits to his parlor. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for InnovationTrail.org. For Kentucky Public Radio, in New York, I'm Ryan Delaney.